The smartphone game Pokemon Go has quickly become one of the most used apps in the country. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, a political advocacy group in New Hampshire is hoping to co-opt some of that enthusiasm.
By now, you've probably heard about the massively popular Pokemon Go smartphone game, where players roam the real world looking for virtual critters. You've probably also heard about the concerns some have raised about what can happen to you while you play, from getting lost to trespassing, even being robbed. Now, you can add political solicitation to that list of things that can happen to you while playing. Organizers with the advocacy group Next Gen Climate are planting in-game objects around New Hampshire this weekend to lure players to them. Kate Korovu is with Next Gen Climate.
We are meeting folks where they're at, doing something that they're interested in doing and taking the opportunity to engage with them if they're inclined to on an important issue that's going to affect them in this election.
And that means for some unsuspecting Pokemon Go players hoping to find a rare creature this weekend, they might instead find a climate activist holding a clipboard. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.
And police in Nashua say they've received a report of a body floating in Salmon Brook this afternoon behind the Holocaust Memorial, and they found a deceased male in the brook. WMUR and NH1 are reporting that the body was discovered by players of Pokemon Go.